USA Radio News with John
Dr. Hunt. Scott Gottlieb, the former head of the Food and Drug Administration under President Trump, said the continued rise in the cases of coronavirus in many states indicate that the measures implemented to mitigate the spread of the virus didn't work as well as expected.
When you look across the country, it's really a mixed bag. Certainly cases are falling in the tri-state region around New York City. Around the nation, hospitalizations and new cases continue to rise. So there's about 20 states where you see a rising number of new cases. Illinois, Texas, Maryland, Indiana, Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee have a lot of new cases on a daily basis. And so while mitigation didn't fail, I think it's fair to say that it didn't work as well as we expected.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Gottlieb predicted that by the end of June, the number of deaths from COVID-19 will surpass 100,000 nationally. Currently, the death toll stands at more than 66,000. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
United States officials believe China covered up the extent of the coronavirus outbreak to stock up on medical supplies needed to respond to it. Chinese leaders intentionally concealed the severity of the pandemic from the world in early January, according to a new four-page Department of Homeland Security intelligence report. And California Governor Gavin Newsom, one of the first governors to impose a statewide stay-at-home order, announced that some businesses can reopen as early as Friday with a number of restrictions. And world leaders, organizations, and banks pledged more than $8 billion for research to find a vaccine against the new coronavirus, but warned it's just the start of an effort that must be sustained over time to beat the disease. And the first major retailer to file for bankruptcy protection is J. Crew, forcing most of their stores across the U.S. to immediately close their doors. And more retail bankruptcies are expected in the next few weeks. Stay updated at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Faced with over 20,000 coronavirus deaths and counting, the nation's nursing homes are pushing back against a potential flood of lawsuits with a sweeping lobbying effort to get states to grant them emergency protection from claims of inadequate care. At least 15 states have enacted laws or governor's orders that explicitly provide nursing homes protection from lawsuits arising from the crisis. And in the case of the state of New York, a lobbying group wrote a measure that makes it the only state with specific protection from both civil and criminal prosecution. New York's immunity law, signed by Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo, was drafted by the Greater New York Hospital Association, which is an influential lobbying group for both hospitals and nursing homes that donated more than $1 million to the state Democratic Party in 2018 and pumped more than $7 million into lobbying over the past 3 years. The National Rifle Association has now laid off hundreds of employees, canceled its national convention, and scuttled fundraising, membership, and shooting events that normally would be key to rallying their base in an election year. The coronavirus pandemic has upended the gun rights organization in the middle of a presidential election, and with gun owners riled up over what they see as an effort by authorities to trample their Second Amendment rights. The NRA, which boasts about 5 million members in recent weeks, continued to lay off and furlough many employees and cut salaries by 20% across the board. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.